Now, in saying that, there's another article in front of me here. It's saying that after the pandemic comes the spendemic. That's the headline in the, I think that's the Daily Mail this morning. Clever.
Sounds like a male one, all right.
Spendemic. Christmas splurges will be like no other, says research. It'll be a meaningful Christmas on the spending front this year. Most people are saying they're planning to splash their lockdown savings, if they have any, on gifts for their nearest and dearest, it says. Now, here's a question that we can all ask ourselves right now this morning, wherever you are. Two-thirds of people, almost two-thirds, 61%, say they plan on starting their Christmas shopping early this year, a 13% increase on the same time last year.
Almost
80% plan on shopping between September and November. 7% have already started.
That's not Christmas shopping. Christmas shopping is at Christmas.
So it's now just shopping.
It's just but shopping.
It's shopping for Christmas, so it is Christmas shopping. If you buy presents for people ahead of time, that's still Christmas shopping.
I know it's organised and all of that and you should do it. I just can't. I just you need to be in the Christmas mood to buy Christmas presents.
I mean, some years it's weird. I know there have been years where I've got a load of stuff in early November.
No.
And that's about as early as I would ever go. And then most years, obviously, it's the last couple of weeks. And then there might even be, well, just vouchers.
There has to be the dark evenings and there has to be the Christmas music in the shops, although the Christmas music in the shops normally starts after Halloween.
But that's all well and good if you can leave it that late. But people are budgeting right across the year.
But you can budget. You can budget and hold on to the money.
Ah, it's easier said than done, that.
Yeah, well, I'm the worst saver in the world.
Oil is up 40%, it says here. 2.8% inflation.
What's this pandemic savings that people are talking about? Has anybody else got no pandemic savings?
I was saying that to someone. Was it you I was telling yesterday? Actually, it was you. We were sitting in the office going, well, the big thing that we didn't spend money on, obviously, over the pandemic was going out for dinner, going out to the pub, spending money on hotels that you might have done before, or flights to the UK or to Europe. Like, if you weren't spending that money there, at least. So maybe you were spending it elsewhere.
So the question is, where did it go?
Where did it go?
I'm still trying to figure out. Still trying to figure that one out.